We are delighted to be joined by Dr. Kiran Bedi, the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, to speak about how they tackled COVID-19. Welcome to India Head, Dr. Bedi. It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Thank you, Sudha. Thank you.
So, Dr. Bedi, you know, in retrospect, when we all look back, you know, at these 9 dreaded months, as it were, how do you look back, Dr. Bedi, when the world was struck by this dreaded pandemic?
I think initially we were all groping and hoping that this will not last much. None of us knew how long it's going to last. If you see from the way we started one day, Tali Bajao, then one day lockdown to see whether we can all really all come close together and have a lockdown, whether we can have a Janta curfew, how even our Honorable Prime Minister started with one day at a time, and then few days, and then it went into weeks. I think the whole world was experimenting with it. It was not knowing where it was going. It didn't even know whether it was a pandemic or an epidemic, or is it a virus? So it was a mystery disease for all of us. It was equally a mystery for us in Pondicherry, and all hoping that it will go away very soon.
Yeah. So, Dr. Bedi, you know, although we all had this, you know, we were all facing the coronavirus, but somehow I think every experience, like much in life, we know when we are struck by any kind of a tragedy, we all come to terms in our own little ways. Now, if I were to ask you, Dr. Bedi, considering you were very involved in how to put a lid on the coronavirus pandemic, what were the 3 major challenges faced by Puducherry, Doctor?
The challenges was bringing all agencies together. The challenge wasn't a whole new culture. Number one, if it was in public administration, a culture of working together. Culture of now subsuming yourself to make it a departmental and an administrative success rather than you individually or an individual department success. Number one was, how do you subsume yourself to work for collective success? And second major thing was the people.
Right.
They understand or not. I think this was both administrative and social culture. Culturally, to make people understand, to believe you, to trust you, to understand you, and to abide by the law. And, and the second, of course, as I told you, administratively, come together.
Dr. Bedi, I also spoke to you during Nivar, you know, how you were coping with the arrangements of keeping the people of Puducherry safe and secure. And even at that time, you had reiterated that unless all the agencies come together, nothing like this is going to be possible. So far as COVID is concerned, just elaborate a little, Dr. Bedi, as to how did all the agencies, or rather, how the stakeholders came together to put a lid on this virus, Dr. Bedi?
I think the crisis forced us to come together, because it's a silo culture in our administration still. Doctors want to work within doctors, each dispensary wants to work by itself. Every hospital wants to work. Private hospitals don't want to be cooperating. Internships, whether it's private, if it's students, they must not come with government. Government need, even within governments. So I think it was quite, then medical and enforcement with the police. And then the municipal authorities, because sanitation is so critical. So everybody is in silos. We all work together. Normal times is we don't work together. Working together is not our culture. So that, because everybody found the wolf at the door. When everybody found that the virus is now going to directly hit you. If as a doctor, as medical profession, you don't deliver, you're going to get affected. Policemen, if you don't work together, you're going to get affected. Municipalities, if you don't, politicians, political leaders. I think we all saw the wolf right at the doorstep. It's staring at us. So COVID was staring at us those months. And now everybody realized that there's no option but to work together. But the question is, who brings you together? Who will bring you together? And in administration like Puducherry, there are 3 people who bring you together. One is the leader of the cabinet, which is the chief minister. Then the bureaucracy, which is the chief secretary. And as an administration, the lieutenant governor. And the Disaster Management Act had had fixed responsibility only on the CS and this. I was part of the government. I was not mentioned as lieutenant governor. It said lieutenant governor is a part of administration. There was no clear defined role, but right. as a role of government. Now, as a government, I can ask for a report. I can ask every a report. And instead, or say, well, this is their role. But the question right. here is, was not this. It. We then decided that we all shall win together. So we started to do an afternoon review
right.
as lieutenant governor. So while the CM did his own reviews, undoubtedly, while the chief secretary did his own reviews, I brought everybody together on a daily basis. Daily basis.
Right.
I found while the HCM did it on occasional basis, how often he may say,
right.
the chief secretary also did it on a regular basis, but I brought them on daily basis.
Right.
Because I felt that this is now a daily homework. That is the difference we did.
Right.
So I brought them daily at a fixed
yes,
time.
Yes, Dr. Vaid.
Everybody does a Google talk or a Google coming together by Zoom or by audio call, audio visually. We did it even on audio. When
right.
the audio was
right.
not so sharp, we did it audio. Right. So we were doing it on the BSNL phone where we could bring 20 together, 11 together. So we brought everybody together. And now we start to ask the right questions, and minuting together, sharing the minutes together, assigning roles together, ironing out the problems which were
yeah.
there, and then resolving. I think what we did was every day together. And at my level, before you
right.
came together, the control room came together, the doctors came together, the enforcement came together, the chief
right.
secretary brought everybody together.
Yes.
When they came to me together,
yes,
they were
Dr.
all
Vaid,
together.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dr. Vaid, one day this will all form part of a book, I'm sure, you know, and our great grandkids will sit and read about it, because this is really unbelievable. And that's why in India Ahead, we are, saluting the COVID warriors who've done such stellar work. You know, Dr. Vaid, it takes me back. I remember when Puducherry found the first person who may have been impacted by it in Mahi. And one saw that what the other states had done, Puducherry had actually taken a lead on it, because it had blocked all the roads. If you may recall, Kadalur Road, Tindiyavanam, it had, all these roads, the East Coast Road, it was all blocked. So I'm saying that in many ways, Puducherry, Dr. Vaid, is an example, because what they did right in the beginning, the rest of the states were following. Not that I'm sitting on, apportioning blame, but don't you think that there was some remarkable work done by Puducherry?
Sudha, before I come to this next question, very good question. I mustn't forget the role which Government of India played for us. Because when we found the wolf at the doorstep, I tweeted
right.
saying we need the Government of India on our side. And we need the ICMR, Indian yeah. Council of Medical Research. And we want the intervention of the Prime Minister and the Home Minister. And the next day, interventions came, support came. ICMR with its expertise came and the Ministry of Health came, the whole ministry came, and it turned the corner from third week of August. So it now became
all
more
right.
strict.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to say that this is how when we also, like, not only did I bring them together in the afternoon, we also cried for help. We cried, we were not afraid of asking for help. So I tweeted it. Because how else
right.
do I write? Writing, there's no time to write. So I tweeted it, saying that Puducherry in need of help. And the best part is that the tweet was responded by all Home Ministry, Prime Minister's Office, Ministry of Health, and ICMR, and the JIPMed. Now the team, and thereafter
right.
we have now remained under control. I thought that was the very important point where we cried for help, asked for help,
yeah,
and
that's
we got the help.
Yeah,
and
that's,
we fought for the help.
Yeah. Yes, Dr. Vaid, yeah, that's very important, because you say that when you find the wolf at the door, there is no shame, but, cry out for help, and then the synergy happens, and in a way, things become streamlined, and, you all walk towards the same direction and perhaps find a solution. Dr. Vaid, I had asked you about, when you found the first case in Mahi, and how you, Puducherry administration had taken all measures to kind of block all the roads. Weigh in on that, Dr. Vaid, that was really something which was out of the box, isn't it?
It was collective thinking, Sudha, because when I said we were all coming
right.
together every afternoon, everybody found their own solutions, and the regional administrators who were on the job, they were heard, And solutions came from there. That's what administration is about, is to listen to the others and find the best solutions. And that's how borders were crossed. Why? Because Kerala was getting very active. Kerala was becoming very, very active because of the very heavy traffic they get from overseas. And then we also had the Tamil Nadu side, which was also getting the Karikal, Nagapattinam side from Karikal. All of them were very, very virus. They were actually multiplying while we were still safe. And we were wondering, why were we as an island safer comparatively, till it hit us again. So we were sealing the borders and then checking and then e-passes. So these all policies which came because of collective thinking of coming together. And they came through all these forums, as I mentioned to you, whether it was at the level of HCM, the CS, or mine.